Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sean Williams. I'm the co-founder of Gideon Media, and I play the dual lead role of Graham and Joshua in our science fiction podcast, Give Me Away. I wanted to give you a heads up that we have a little treat for you coming up next week, a special crossover episode of Give Me Away with one of our neighbor shows here at the Fable and Folly Network, Forgive Me. For folks who know both shows, that's right. Graham and Joshua are going to meet Father Ben in the confessional. And both my characters have things, very different things, to get off their shared collective chest. For those of you who aren't familiar with Forgive Me, Forgive Me with an exclamation point at the end, it's a fiction podcast that we at Gideon Media have loved for a while. It's the story of Father Ben, a young Catholic priest who has just recently started working at a new parish in upstate New York. Most episodes revolve around a single confession that illuminates the inner life of one of the eccentric parishioners of this unnamed town. And over time, these confessions build to a poignant, funny, sometimes painful portrait of a community, not unlike our own Red Camp in Give Me Away, that's struggling to do their best in times that are changing. What I love about Forgive Me is its deceptive simplicity. Like, most episodes are two-handed conversations in a single enclosed space, but a lot gets revealed in that tiny booth, and not just about the confessors. Father Ben is fairly progressive for a priest, and he struggles with many of the teachings of the church while still holding on to his core faith. Just like the parishioners, he's constantly trying to find his own moral bearing in a shifting culture, trying to find his way to a place of compassion, even when it isn't easy to do so. All right, I'm going to play you a trailer for Forgive Me now, and I encourage you to check it out this week if you can. It'll make next week's crossover event all the more enjoyable for you. Give it a listen. And we'll be here next week for the return of Graham and Joshua.
Forgive me, Father.
For I've sinned.
It's been 6 months.
Since my last confession.
What would you like to confess today?
Oh, you know, the usual.
I have decades of failings I could recap here.
Today, I want to confess the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay. Lots to unpack here.
I can be kind of a crap husband.
I took 8 years of my life and lit it on fire in a matter of 5 hours.
Suddenly, I'm confronted with this individual, with his hand in my daughter's back pocket. So I did what any self-respecting father would do.
I lightly dosed his Gatorade with a powerful laxative.
And I guess sorry for making out in the confessional?
Your standard confession consists of you telling the priest you're confessing to the usual, like you're a regular at a diner?
I am a regular at Pat's on Main. I don't see why confession should be any different.
But since confession is about talking directly to God, I felt he had a right to know what you've done.
What
I've done? What did I do?
Are you kidding?
Do you love Emily?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, give me something, Benny.
You're not going to absolve me? That's the whole point.
You're sitting here trying to absolve yourself, but please leave the sacrament to the professionals.
Seriously, where do you get off talking to me like this?
Excuse me?
What the f- who is there?
But never, ever has anyone had the audacity to approve something so preposterous as youth participation.
All right, let's work something out here. I'm going to give you some penance that I think will be a good start. If you're willing to accept, I'll complete the sacrament.
Give it a year, 5 at most, and you'll be doling out Hail Marys just like everyone else. Okay, son, what's your sentence?
Forgive Me, a new podcast sitcom from Rogue Dialogue. Find out more by following at Forgive Me Show on social media or by heading over to roguedialogue.com.
I came here to get this off my chest and lighten the load on my soul a little. I appreciate the offer for free therapy, but if I wanted that, I have health insurance.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Whoa. Check out this place.
You'd love to retire here?
What is this? Oh God, what have you done?
Ah! Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.